giving a voice to the silent majority. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
Every day I get in the queue. To get on the bus that takes me to you.
All right, turning our sights now to political races in Michigan. It's going to be a barn burner come the midterm elections here in Michigan, I do believe. Of course, before we get there, we go to the primaries, August the 7th. One of those vying for a place on the November ballot, Pat Kolbeck, vying to be the Republican nominee for governor here in the state, joining me on the program now. Pat, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Steve.
Always good to have you here. I know you're out there every day talking to people across the state, but you're also dealing with what you say is another smear campaign against you, this one coming from Bridge Magazine. And in your press release, Pat Kolbeck calls out publication for misleading and inaccurate reporting, calling out Bridge Magazine for its portrayal of your role in a focus group reviewing Michigan's social studies standards in the school curriculum. First of all, what was your role in reviewing curriculum? Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Sure. Well, a good sign that you're over the target is when you're catching flack. So it's part of the territory, unfortunately. But in regards to the social studies standards, I don't know how many of your listeners remember back in 2015, the Michigan Department of Education was floating a new set of social studies standards out for public comment. And I attended one of the public comment sessions. What I saw concerned me. I went through, did a thorough analysis, went and identified about 15 different issues, and I provided 15 recommendations, specific recommendations, put it together in a letter, sent it to the State Board of Education, said, listen, before we can adopt these standards, we need to address the following 15 issues. These current standards are not politically neutral. They are biased and need to be and this needs to be addressed. And they're not even accurate. So to the credit of the State Board of Education, Michigan Department of Education, they reviewed those issues and then formed a focus group to address them and other issues that were identified. And for 2 years, I served on a focus group at the invite of the Michigan Department of Education to go off and ensure that the standards that we have were politically neutral and accurate. And I should point out, there are, I think, 21 official members of that focus group, and I was officially outnumbered from a worldview perspective. There's people with significantly, let's just say, left-biased worldviews on that committee. I represent a conservative worldview. I was outnumbered about 20 to 1. And so,
yeah,
Bridge Magazine,
right,
first of all, to assert that I was the one dominating the discussions. No, we actually had, in contrast to the Bridge Magazine article.
Now, hold on, Pat. Hold on. Let me just focus on that. Because here's the thing. If you're influencing 20 people, you're outnumbered 20 to 1. Well, good for you. Good on you for getting that done. I mean, I'm proud of you if you can influence 20 people with your voice.
Well, my point is, it's not just I'm not in an echo chamber. And that's the way that they portrayed the article. It was that it was a conservative manifesto. And believe me, if I wanted to do a conservative manifesto, it wouldn't be what we produced. What I sat down there and just simply said, whenever they had a liberal viewpoint that was captured in the standard, I said, here's a conservative viewpoint. And we just made sure it was politically neutral, balanced, and accurate. And in many cases, they weren't even referring to the correct term for our system of government. This is what's really got them in a kerfuffle. They were calling us a democracy and we're a constitutional republic. And I still remember the nice little debate we had on that. I said, listen, I know we're a republic. If you go to Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, it states that we're guaranteed a republican form of government. If you go to our Pledge of Allegiance, which they may or may not say with the music and crew. Yeah. To the republic for which it stands. Ben Franklin coming out of the Constitutional Convention, you have a republic if you can keep it. And I said, please show me what your proof is that we're a democracy. I mean, because you actually get into the root words, it's, we're not a democracy. They didn't have any proof. They said, well, that's what all of our textbooks say. And I go, well, you know what? If all of our math textbooks say 2 plus 2 equals 5, we should get rid of them too.
And so they basically have portrayed you as a rabble-rouser, a rebel, a guy who, well, based on what you just told me, that doesn't know what he's talking about, right? I mean, basically saying, you don't know, it's not a republic, it's a democracy. No. Straight democracies always fail.
They're making a Democrat versus Republican thing, and it's not. And frankly, it's a matter of words matter. You actually got to go to the root of the word. Republic is actually Latin for res publica, which means representative of the people. We do not have a direct democracy. And, you know, we have democratic processes, like a ballot proposal, for example, when the people vote on that. Like the one where 81% of the people voted no against the tax increase for the roads a while back. That was an example of a democratic process, which, by the way, I voted no and provided
and
a better alternative.
It was completely undermined. Yeah, the will of the people was completely undermined minutes later when the tax was passed anyway, right?
Yeah, and they did a bait and switch and transferred.
That.
Yeah, I was very frustrated by that. We can fix the roads by focusing on quality. But anyway, on the standards, it's about accuracy and it's about political neutrality. So they want to talk about progressive policies. So they got the progressive era there with Woodrow Wilson and crew. Well, I said, you know what? There's also some conservative policies we need to discuss, too. How about the fiscal responsibility of Calvin Coolidge or Warren G. Harden? So
I probably stick with Coolidge. You know, Harding maybe not a great example of responsibility in office.
All you hear about Warren G. Harding is the Teapot Dome scandal, right? I remember.
And maybe his wife killed him. But you know, that's just a conspiracy theory that I have fun thinking about. That's all. You know, because.
So all we're doing is trying to make it so we got politically neutral and accurate standard for a change. And I can understand why they're upset because they use this as a tool to indoctrinate our kids. And gosh darn it, I think our kids deserve to have a balanced view.
I think it's hard to argue the fact that a lot of us out here in the hinterlands, the flyover states, and even the flyover parts of Michigan, we believe that education has been perverted to promote one worldview over another. I think that's pretty safe to say, and I think a lot of the listeners here to this program would agree with that point of view. And as you know, Pat, my mother was a school teacher, my grandmother was a school teacher, and I know what unbiased education is supposed to be because, that's what they used to do. Before politics got injected into the classroom on a daily basis, there was education. We talked about Calvin Coolidge and Warren G. Harding, whether it was the Teapot Dome or something else. We learned about the presidents. We learned about different things that went on in American history. And we didn't hear about it from one particular ideology point of view, which is all we get anymore. So, you know, I'm with you on this. And if you did that and you stepped up and did the right thing and tried to make sure that social studies books portrayed America as America and not through some perverse lens, then I'm good with that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we sought to do. And, you know, sometimes when you have the audacity of trying to do the right thing, you catch a lot of flack. But, you know, there's a lot of conservative teachers, too, that have been out there that are getting frustrated by what they're told they have to teach. And this provides a little bit of relief for them. I mean, I actually have had a teacher that approached me in Wayne County that was relieved of duty because that they had mentioned that they had supported President Trump and they were suspended without pay for 2 weeks. That's how ridiculous it's getting in some of our schools.
It is. Let's leave it right there. But before we go, real quickly, where's the website? People listening want to know more about Pat Kolbeck and his run for governor. Where do they go?
Go to kolbeckforgovernor.com. And if you want to see my record, go to morninginmichigan.com, including the original social studies standards and what my proposed changes were.
There you have it. Senator Pat Kolbeck, always good to talk to you.
Great talking with you. Knock 'em alive.